Hello, friends. My name is Gabe. I am your host here at Studio Classroom, right here on the air. Well, friends, you have a lot to learn today. Your English will improve. Yesterday, we started a very exciting lesson about winter sports. We learned about ice skating, ice hockey, and bobsledding. Now, do you remember the name of the sport that is similar to hockey, except that it uses balls instead of flat pucks? Do you remember that sport? Yes, that's right. Bandy. What an interesting name. Now, the title of our lesson, of course, is a crash course in winter sports. So today, what are we going to talk about? Well, two things in particular. Sports for snow and other snow choices. It sounds like there's a lot to do in the winter if you have snow and ice around. I know you have your magazine open. You're ready to begin. Let's get started.
A crash course in winter sports. Sports for snow. While some like the slippery hard ice, others prefer soft snow. Of course, when you're shooting down a mountain on skis, the snow isn't always gentle. Skis dominate snow sports and are used for many different games. People race down a course in alpine skiing or launch into the air for a ski jump. All a skier's best moves and tricks are on display in freestyle skiing. Snowboards are also popular, allowing for many of the same results.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 slippery 这个形容词。Slippery 是指湿滑的或者是滑溜溜的。例如 the roads are quite slippery after the rain. You better drive slowly. 下雨之后路面变得很滑，你最好开车开慢一点。或者是 Pam fell on the slippery tile floor in her bathroom. Pam 在她浴室湿滑的砖地板上跌倒了。Slippery 也指脚滑的。例如 this con man is too slippery. You can't get any truth from him.这个骗子太狡猾了，你在他嘴巴里得不到任何的真相的。继续我们看的是 ski 这个名词。ski 是指滑雪板。例如 ,these professional skis are made of special material, so they are lighter and faster. 这些专业滑雪板是用特殊材质做的，所以特别轻又快速。或者是 the ski resort is closed due to bad weather. 这个滑雪度假中心因为天气不佳而关闭了。Ski 可以当动词，例如 Sean skis every winter. Sean 每一年冬天都会滑雪。
Okay, well, Rebecca, we all know that my favorite winter sport is skiing, although I'm not very good at it. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the last time you went skiing was when?
I was 7 years old. It wasn't the most positive experience, so I haven't been skiing again. I think I was too young to really appreciate and enjoy falling in the snow.
Right. Yes, that's what happens when you're beginning any kind of sport like this. You will probably fall down over and over again. So maybe you stuck to the bunny slopes? Did you stick to the bunny slopes, Rebecca?
Surprisingly, Gabe, I actually did not. And I think that was probably one of the problems. I was only 7, like I've already said, and I tried to go down the really steep hill. Mm-hmm. And as I was going down this really steep hill, I fell down.
Oh.
On my face.
Oh.
And then I couldn't get back up.
Yes, that is painful. Well, friends, I hope this doesn't scare you from trying skiing if you haven't yet. Of course, we're reading about sports for snow, and skiing certainly looks like a lot of fun, right? While some like the slippery hard ice, others prefer soft snow. Of course, when shooting down a mountain on skis, the snow isn't always gentle, as Rebecca experienced. Skis dominate snow sports and are used for many different games. Now, Rebecca, what does that word mean, to dominate something?
When I think of this word dominate, I think that it's referring to the largest, most important, or most noticeable part of something.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So maybe it enjoys a commanding or controlling part of something, right? So when you think of snow sports, a lot of people think of skiing. So it dominates our ideas of snow sports, too. Okay, so how else can you use this word dominate? Well, when I go down to the zoo, the Taipei Zoo at Muzha, the Maokong gondola dominates the view in the sky. That's basically the main thing I see when I look up is the Lanzhou, the gondola near or at Maokong.
Hey, I love the gondola.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. And actually, Gabe, it's kind of fun to look at, too. It looks so beautiful as it's going up into the mountains.
Exactly. So it dominates the view there. Skis dominate snow sports. They're used for many different games. And people race down an alpine skiing or launch into the air for a ski jump. That sounds like fun. That sounds like you'll be as free as a bird.
Free as a bird? Hey, Gabe, that is an animal simile.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the guys have something they want to say about animal similes. So let's go visit the guys in the InfoCloud.
A simile is a figure of speech that compares one thing with something else of a different kind, often introduced with the words like or as.
In English, there are quite a few similes that compare humans to animals. For instance, busy as a bee. This is a good way to describe someone who is constantly running around from one activity to another.
If you have a dog, you'll be able to relate to this next simile, sick as a dog. Now, dogs will eat anything, right? And sometimes what they eat makes them sick. So, when you eat something that makes you throw up, you become sick as a dog.
Know anyone who can lift heavy things? Then they're strong as an ox.
Someone who can't see without their glasses might be blind as a bat. Now, interestingly, this simile leads people to think that bats are blind, but they're not. It's just that their vision is terrible in broad daylight.
Okay, here's another animal simile that can enrich your English. Stubborn as a mule.
Hey, I know some people like that. Okay, finally, how about quiet as a mouse and proud as a peacock.
不同的动物有不同的特性。 西方人观察到这些特性就拿来形容人, 也因此产生了许多的animal similes. Simile是比喻的一种, 它的特点是会用like或as来做比喻, 好比说busy as a bee, 跟蜜蜂一样的忙碌, sick as a dog, 病得跟狗一样, 其实这里的sick也可以指恶心想吐, 因为狗有时候会乱吃东西而呕吐。 一个身体强壮的人, 你可以形容他是strong as an ox, 健壮如牛。 一个视力不好的人, 可以说他是blind as a bat, 跟蝙蝠一样瞎, 虽然蝙蝠没有瞎眼。 个性倔强顽固的人, 我们可以形容他是stubborn as a mule, 跟驴子一样顽固。 另外还有quiet as a mouse, 跟老鼠一样安静, 因为老鼠总是偷偷摸摸的在夜间行动。 最后proud as a peacock, 就是骄傲如孔雀。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, that's kind of fun. Thanks, guys. Hey, are there any other animal similes?
I got one!
Yeah?
Gabe, I think that you're as hairy as a gorilla, and I am as gentle as a lamb.
No, I believe I am as tall as a giraffe, and you're as scary as a spider.
Me scary? Gabe, yeah. If I'm that scary, why are you standing right next to me?
Good question. I don't want to stand next to a scary spider. Okay, friends. Well, there are a lot of fun animal similes that you can learn and use in your day-to-day conversation. But let's continue here learning about snow sports, okay? All a skier's best moves and tricks are on display in freestyle skiing. Well, if something is on display, does that mean everybody can see it?
Well, yeah. If something is on display, that means that everybody can see it. Hey, Gabe, I have another example sentence that I would like to share with you.
Of something on display?
About something on display.
All right.
The Aboriginal costumes were on display at the History Museum. Did you see them?
Interesting, Rebecca. No, I did not see those costumes, but it's interesting you should mention a museum.
Why?
Because that's what I usually think about when I think of something on display. Of course, your talents could be on display for other people to see. They can see you do something. Or you can go to a museum and see what's on display there. For example, some beautiful paintings from Europe are on display at the local museum now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So if I want to see these paintings from Europe, I could just go down to the museum and check them out.
Yeah.
On display is a very useful phrase for you all to know. So you should take some time and practice using that phrase.
Okay, so you can use something on display. Something can be on display. You can also use the word display as a verb. For example, a skier, he is displaying his tricks and moves for everybody to see. Now we continue here. Snowboards are also popular, allowing for many of the same results. Now these are some very common sports, and I believe we have some other snow choices right after this. So, stay. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about snow sports. Well, skis, as we learned, they dominate snow sports. They're used in so many sports. Alpine skiing, the ski jumps, freestyle skiing, and of course, several people like to go snowboarding as well. So these are some popular and very common snow sports. But what about the stranger snow sports? What can we learn about those? Well, let's continue with our second reading to find out.
A crash course in winter sports. Other snow choices. Growing tired of the snow sports already mentioned, athletes have developed many more. Lonely skiers tie themselves behind a dog or horse in high-speed ski-joring. Others exercise their artistic side with ski ballet, much like figure skating on snow. However, some prefer to take off their skis, racing downhill in kayaks or on shovels. Players without anything to ride on can enjoy yukigassen, basically organized snowball fights. No matter what is chosen, snowballs, skis, or shovels, a world of fun is waiting.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 athlete 这个名词 athlete 是指运动员 例如 Henry is determined to become a professional athlete Henry 立志要成为专业的运动员 或者是 a good athlete must have a strong will and be self-disciplined 一位好的运动员必须要有坚强的意志跟极好的自律 它的形容词是 athletic A-T-H-L-E-T-I-C 意思是指运动的 注意他的重音是在L-E这个音节 念成athletic 例如 Jonah got the scholarship because of his athletic ability Jonah 因为他运动方面的能力所以得到了这个奖学金 所以我们看artistic这个形容词 我们看到这个字里面有art 艺术这个名词 所以artistic就是指艺术的 例如 Nina's impeccable skills and artistic talent made her a top designer at a very young age. Nina 无懈可击的技术跟艺术天分让她很年轻就成为顶尖设计师。Artistic 也只有美感的或者具有艺术性的，例如 an artistic furniture arrangement, 具有美感的家具摆设。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here we are going to read about other snow choices. We read, growing tired of the snow sports already mentioned, athletes have developed many more. But you know, I really like that word, growing, so let's talk about it. Typically, when I hear this word growing, I think of...a growing boy, like my brother.
Interesting. Yes, yes, something does grow. Humans grow, animals grow, plants grow.
Yes.
But here we're talking about how you are growing, and then we usually see an adverb or adjective following this word. So here, growing tired, that means someone is becoming tired.Yeah, so the word here is more like the word becoming.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I have an example sentence
okay.
I'd like to share. So recently, well, I guess it was a couple of months now, but it feels like it was recently, I went on this bike ride, and every time around Taiwan, every time I go on a bike ride around Taiwan, I grow to love Taiwan more and more.
That is a great example. So maybe you growto love something more and more, you grow to appreciate something more. And as we see in our lesson, it can be negative too, right? You could grow tired of something. Or maybe you're living somewhere for so long. Ah, I've lived in the city for so long, I'm just growing sick of it. Or I've grown sick of living in this area.
Well, Gabe, it sounds like it's time for you to move then.
Oh, no, no, I don't believe that. Oh. That was just my...example.
Just an example.
Yes.
I'm glad it was just an example sentence, Gabe.
Yeah, me too. I really appreciate living in Taipei, and I've grown to love it more and more. So friends, think of another way you can use this phrase, to grow something.
And of course, we read here in our lesson, lonely skiers tie themselves behind a dog or horse in high-speed ski-joring.Ski-joring, that sounds like fun.
Yes, ski-joring. It kind of sounds like a Norwegian word.
It kind of does. Others exercise their artistic side with ski ballet, much like figure skating on snow.
Okay, well, let's go down a little while. This is interesting, thinking about these special snow sports. We go down to the last sentence here, where we read, no matter what is chosen, snowballs, skis, or shovels,a world of fun is waiting. And friends, you've probably learned this phrase before. It's a very useful phrase. No matter what happens, something else will happen. Do you have an example, Rebecca?
Let's see here. Yes. Let's hop on the next train, no matter where it's going. Actually, my mom and I have really done that. We just hopped on a train. It didn't matter where it was going. And we ended up in Jiufen.
Jiufen. Well, no matter what happens, we appreciate you. Well, friends, right now it's time for another of Ben's songs. Let's see how he brings this lesson to life with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out.
Okay, Ben, can we sing something out again?
Yeah, sure. I love that.
Excellent. I brought my lucky egg today. You know, our lesson today is a crash course in winter sports. A lot of people haven't experienced a lot of winter sports because there isn't a lot of snow around here.
No. What's a couple winter sports that we could do?
Well, people have heard of figure skating and ice hockey. I thought maybe we could sing about bobsledding.
Bobsledding?
Yeah.
Where does bobsledding happen?
You actually go down a luge, so a bobsled goes on a luge.
Okay, so bobsledding takes place on a luge.
I like that.
Bobsledding takes place on a luge. It doesn't take place on the flat, icy places like skating might. No.
Nope.
Bobsledding takes place on a luge. Wait, so Gabe,
What if I don't have a bobsled? What do I do then?
If you don't have a bobsled...
Good question. Actually, our lesson says you can use a wok.
A wok?
Yeah,
but a wok is made for making food.
Yeah, so make sure that you're not in the wok when someone's making food. You know what I mean?
So you can use a wok to sled.
Exactly. Can we say about that?
Oh, if you don't have a bobsled, you can just use a wok. If you don't have a bobsled, you can just use a wok.
Friends, did you know that a bobsled in a wok can reach 100 kilometers an hour?
Woo! That's fast.
Yeah, so make sure if you fall out that you walk, don't run.
If you don't have a bobsled, you can use a wok.
All right, well, thanks, Ben. That really helps us, I think, remember this lesson a little better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I love this. You should come back more often.
Uh-huh.
So that we can sing it out.
Let's do it again.
So, how was sledding on a wok?
Oh, the wok didn't work very well. Ice is too slippery and hard. Ouch.
Maybe you would prefer a sport on snow? Soft snow.
Great idea. Skis dominate snow sports.
Right. You can race down a course in alpine skiing.
Or launch into the air for a ski jump.
Or display moves and tricks in freestyle skiing.
Fun! And snowboarding is popular too, allowing for the same results.
Falling. Oh, I know. You can tie yourself behind a dog or a horse and ski. That's called ski-joring.
That's called dangerous. How about ski ballet? That's artistic.
Yes, but you're not. Hey, just race downhill in a kayak or on a shovel.
Very funny.
Or have a snowball fight.
Yes! A world if fun is waiting. I'll go out and start a snowball fight.
Great!
Forget winter sports. It's time to relax. With a cup of hot chocolate.
Yes, winter is finally here. Enjoy.
All right, friends, that is all the time we have for you today.
But we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. See you then.
So you can learn about the European Union. Hit the break.